From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned North Korea's latest missile launch, which landed somewhere in the Sea of Japan earlier.
North Korea's most recent missile launch is absolutely intolerable.
Speaking through an interpreter, Ms. Abe stood alongside President Trump, with whom he had been meeting at Mr. Trump's vacation home in the state of Florida. President Trump said the U.S. stands behind Japan 100%. The North Korean missile launch was the first since Mr. Trump became president in January. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. It happened in raids across the country, although authorities say the enforcement action was not linked to a recent executive order signed by President Trump to limit immigration. One of the raids took place in Austin, Texas. Delia Garza is a member of the city council, and she talked about the treatment of immigrants at places where they work.
The video I saw this morning was a man on his knees at a Whataburger. I mean, that is a very horrible optic thing for families to see, for children to see.
A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said the raids targeted criminal illegals, noting that the arrests were part of a routine action. Al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Somalia's capital of Mogadishu in a dawn attack today. Military sources estimated that about 40 to 50 government soldiers were actually stationed in each of the two camps. At least two soldiers were killed. Al-Shabaab does claim its militias seize ammunition and two military vehicles. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people and wounding scores of others in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. In a separate incident also linked to the Islamic State, it is being reported a court in southern Turkey has charged two suspected IS terrorists with plotting to carry out what they called a sensational attack in Europe. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of El-Bab in northern Syria as nearby Syrian government forces backed by Russia halted their advance at a contact line drawn to keep the rival forces apart. Monitors said the rebel force, the mainstay in the Turkey-backed Euphrates Shield campaign, gained group and control of a hospital as it entered the western edges of the town as part of a multi-sided push to crush the Islamic State militants. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend the demonstration near Baghdad's Green Zone, and the violent clashes left several dead, hundreds wounded. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at al-Sadr supporters after reports they were trying to advance in the area where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. Al-Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon says he expects the Islamic State will be expelled from the towns and cities of Iraq this year.
I am delighted to see East Mosul now liberated and people returning to that city, and the operation to liberate West Mosul about to begin. And I congratulate the Iraqi forces and the Peshmerga on the role they have played in allowing the people of Mosul back to their homes to live in freedom again.
Fallon also said he expects operations to retake Raqqa in Syria can begin by the summer. Fallon was on a visit to Baghdad in Erbil, meeting Iraqi and Kurdish leaders and commanders of the coalition against IS. Britain is a member of that coalition and has contributed intelligence, air power, infantry training, and some of its special forces in the fight. Anti-abortion activists and supporters of a woman's right to choose staged demonstrations in dozens of U.S. cities Saturday, with the nonprofit group Planned Parenthood at the center of the discussion. Anti-abortion activists organized rallies in more than 200 locations Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.